Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Extremely dry conditions and high temperatures have producers scratching their heads about how to keep critters fed without breaking the bank. There are a few strategies that can be adopted to mitigate damage to pastures and cow inventory numbers. The first, but probably not the most economical option, is to offer more nutrients by way of feeding hay or offering supplemental feed, or even finding more pasture, or sell cows. Another option is to early wean calves. Normal weaning for calves is 180 to 220 days. Weaning calves 30 to 60 days earlier than normal can be an excellent management tool. Nutrient requirements of the cow are reduced, and a reduction in the daily demands on forage resources. Research tells us that a 450-pound springborn calf is capable of consuming nearly 7 pounds a day of forage. A cow of typical weight can easily consume 28 pounds of dry forage. That's 2% of her body weight. If we divide the 28 pounds of forage needed to maintain the cow by 7 pounds fared in a pasture by removing the calf, we learn that for every 4 days that a calf's not grazing with the cow, we get 1 grazing day for the cow. So, 1 or 2 weeks of grazing can be gained by weaning 30 to 60 days early. Research at K-State documents calves weaned at 100 or 140 days of age increased body condition scores of cows grazing native pastures. This is more impressive considering that the forage quality was likely declining, and yet these cows were still able to increase body condition. The results of this study demonstrate that the optimum time to improve cow body condition scores is immediately following weaning. Furthermore, there are large benefits to improve cow condition before winter, such as feeding less supplement in cold months and improved breed up in the subsequent production year. So now we know about the benefits to the cow and to the ranch, but what about this newly weaned calf? There are a couple of tips I can pass along. First, prepare the calf for their new environment by exposing them to new water sources and feed. This will facilitate their nutritional intake. A study at K-State Ag Research Center in Hays proved that when calves had exposure to a feed bunk, either in a dry lot or pasture, there was a much higher likelihood of the calf approaching and eating from the bunk in that critical first week of weaning, compared to calves that had never been exposed to a feed bunk before. As much as possible, limit stressors before weaning. Stimulate immunity through a vaccination program that matches the disease challenges those calves are going to face. And finally, develop your marketing strategy. Hold and feed the calves, or sell at a lighter weight. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.